Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morel and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morel, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, this is your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio. Got a great show lined up for y'all. It might be some flames in here, but we're going to see what it do. Let me get my girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star. What's the deal, y'all?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
What's going
what's
on?
What's poppin'? What's up? Buenos dias, everybody.
Come in with that alternative shit. I love that. But anyway, Niecy, what's up with you, boy?
Yeah.
How you doing? How you feeling, pumpkin?
I'm good.
Hello.
Huh?
How you feeling, pumpkin?
I'm okay. I'm over here trying to. That's a lot. The fuck? You know, my life is always upside down all around, you know. I've been home, though. Uh-huh. Been home. What the fuck is going on? I thought I turned my phone down.
Good. Your ass can stay out of trouble and shit. That's good. Stay in the house. Sometimes
like
you got to do that.
Trouble, and I don't even go no motherfucking where. Are you kidding? I'm at home, unfortunately. I've been home for the past week. I have not been to work, you know, but that's another story. Matter of fact, I just got a fucking, that's what that was. I thought it was a text. It was actually an email from my job. So this is crazy. But, you know, that's going to be part of my story, you know. But anyway, I'm back on my brag. I'm back on my brag vinegar tea, you know, drink. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
Since I'm sitting around
you
at home trying to get this shit together. You know, been trying to drop about 4 pounds. I got to drop maybe 4 pounds, you know. Fat girl,
that's an odd number. That's an odd number, but look, drop that. Story, but, okay, look, we're going to jump into them Dollhouse announcements real quick so we can come back and get it popping, get up Dollhouse announcements, and let royalty know what to do here at Dollhouse. Let's go.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dalhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, that was a lovely royalty with them Dalhouse announcements. Hey, if you just not dropping in, you here with All Talk No Filter, and we about to go in, and we going to, what's, fuck it, rap song, what's up, where the fuck they do that at? Man, come on, man, come on, know you got that fire, that Thrax.
Oh, man, I got that fire for you, I got that crack for you, got that crack for you.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna start off with something a little light. This is actually funny as hell. I'm an asshole for laughing at it, but I don't give a fuck. So, you know, there's been a lot of things about Starbucks and shit like that, you know. So, apparently there was a man allegedly trying to rob a Starbucks. He had a fake gun. He had a mask. He attempted, you know, allegedly to rob the Starbucks. The clerk who was actually being robbed, she actually thought it was all in fun. She thought it was a joke. The employees thought it was a joke. Until a good Samaritan, the guy was actually serious. He wasn't joking. He was actually serious that he had a gun. They didn't know that the gun was not real, but one employee thought it was a joke until, you know, it was a little serious. Until a good Samaritan, a customer, puts on his Superman cape and starts fighting with the guy and ends up stabbing him 17 times
in
a row. The man who was the robber, who was robbing the Starbucks, is suing the man who stabbed him in an act of goodness. Where the fuck do they do that at? Now the mother, she's on, you know, HLN. She was, you know, trying to defend her son, you know. No matter how wrong you is, I guess, you know, it is good to have somebody in your corner. But the mother was trying to defend and explain why her son has the right to sue the man who stabbed him 17 times in an attempt to save the Starbucks from being robbed. What y'all think about that?
I think, shit, they need, I mean, come on, man. I know people want to stand up for their children. I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's your kid. You want to be on their side at all times. But if you want a person to be productive in the world, sometimes, especially if they're doing some out-of-control shit, you know what I'm saying, they, you know, trying to harm a motherfucker, they are a menace to fucking society. I'm sorry. We can even take it to what the judge's name is, who was raised in Detroit. Oh, I can't think of it. It's wrecking my mind right
Mathis.
Now. But he used to say, yeah, Mathis, he used to get in trouble, and his mama would call the police on him, like, take him to the police station by his fucking collar, the scruff of his collar. Is this the boy you looking for? You know what I'm saying? When
mm-hmm.
it's a difference between just, in you know, playing a prank and messing around. That's some crazy shit. People got hurt. Your mind, you're mentally, you're fucked up behind that. You don't know what kind of damage mentally, physically was done to these people. You know what I'm saying? And you said something, he got stabbed 17 times? Right? Rap
Hello?
Song? Mic check? Okay, no. Okay, here we go. You back?
Yeah, I'm back. My fault, I got kicked off. I was actually sending the link to people, but, you know, Yeah, but you know, it's crazy how.
Answer that question though. He got stabbed 17 times, right? Somebody got stabbed 17 times, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but my thing is, it's a difference between it wasn't a prank, whether you thought it was a prank or not. Somebody got seriously injured, and then it's not just the physical injury; it's the mental behind it. People got to go to fucking psychiatrists after shit like that. That is some traumatizing shit. You know what I'm saying? I know that's her kid, and she want to stand up for her kid, but at the end of the day, when they out here doing shit like that, you don't come in nowhere with a fake weapon. Not in today's society. Not in yesterday's society. Do you do some shit like that? You don't come in playing with a motherfucking weapon.
That's funny that you said that, because the mother actually used that same, what you just said, as a part of her defense. Like, she was saying that, you know, the people who witnessed the whole thing had to, you know, they had to go to therapy because they was, you know, seeing people, you know, seeing this guy with, you know, blood come out of his neck and everything like that. And rather, you know, the talk show host, she was just saying, you know, rather if you have a fake gun or a real gun, it's still a felony. But I just want to know, I don't understand how you attempt to rob a store, and then somebody goes and retaliates in a situation that is think is dire, and you think that you get stabbed 17 times because somebody's trying to help prevent a robbery, and you want to sue the person. I think that's funny. That's like, you know, that's like with the little kids do. They go and, you know, the bullies, you know, they go and bully somebody, and then when somebody, you know, who is getting bullied go and retaliate, then they want to call for help. You know, so I just think that was a funny story. I was laughing my ass off because I was like, this nigga's an asshole. And he got exactly what he deserved for being an asshole. But on to the next story. This one's a little bit morbid, so I need y'all to follow me. There is a funeral home in Boston, Massachusetts. It's Casper Funeral and Cremation. They're considered to be one of the best in the state and the trusted in the state. They were recently caught using a garage as an underground refrigerator facility for the dead that, you know, they would help, you know, do the whole funeral session. The garage was caught. It wasn't up to code. You know, when you think of a refrigerator room, you know, you think it would be cold and you know, all the things that it needs to, you know, help preserve the dead. It was hot. It was cluttered. There was no sprinklers. There was no refrigerator system. The bodies were stored in the garage. It was just basically like, you know, they just put the dead people in until it was ready to be presented to the people. The investigations actually went on, and they found out that this funeral parlor is actually pretty busy from July 2016 to July 2017. They did 1,770 funeral and cremation. This is actually the same one back in 2013. The cremation, they actually cremated the wrong person. They cremated cremated the wrong person. The woman, her final wish was to be buried with her husband. An employee of the funeral parlor only looked at the last name, didn't look at her first name or her middle name. They just looked at the last name and just assumed that that was that person. The employee was kicked off the staff. The parlor was on investigation. They was on probation, and they received a fine. Where do they do that at, where you can't even trust a funeral parlor to actually do a good job? I would be damned if I had, you know, my nana be in somebody's garage just to be chilling there until we actually go and see. I think that's some fucked up shit. People do a lot of fucked up shit, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Where do they do that at? What y'all think about that?
Nisi. Easy. Yeah. Your ears have perked up. What's popping? What the? Nisi, come help me out. Come on, talk to me, boo. That's what's with the people, with the they just chilling and got them stacked up in. They weren't even refrigerated. Come on, man! Didn't nobody smell that shit?
I can't understand why a motherfucker would even want to. I can't understand why they saving them.
You said this was in July. This was in July, and they wasn't refrigerated.
Nah. This wasn't the incident wasn't in July, but they was doing statistics from just a whole year from July 16th to July 17th. How many? They was really doing good in business from July 16th to July 17th. They had over 1,770 funerals and cremations. So they was actually number one in the state. Now, how the fuck they was the number one funeral parlor in the state fuck up like this where they put people's loved ones in a garage until they ready to go see them? That's fucked up. They don't give a fuck about nobody. God damn.
This has to be a Mayberry one-horse-ass town because I'm trying to understand how the fuck they was able to get off with anything of that magnitude, and they why they send them? They said he sent them motherfuckers. Right. Nobody get no checkup.
Nobody got a funeral. Ain't no funeral.
Nah. Yeah. Well, they said that the customers that they went to, they did an interview with all the people that was in business with them. They said they was very satisfied with their jobs, but now since this came out. Now they're like, well, was my Uncle Ted in one of those fucking, you know, garages? You know, there are a lot of questions being, you know, they're starting to raise a lot of questions at what actually happened. You know, they was doing this on the sneak. You know, investigators and everybody was, they reached out to the funeral parlor and asked them about the garage. Meanwhile, the people in the garage were saying that they don't know nothing about the garage. The only thing that they have is the actual funeral parlor, but the investigations say differently. So they're trying to deny that garage, they have nothing to do with that garage, but yet they got bodies stacked in the garage. This is like an episode of Goosebumps, my nigga.
I mean, in my opinion, that's some fucked up shit because, okay, and it's so crazy because I was just discussing this very thing, and I did see an editorial on a gentleman who used to work at a funeral home, and he was telling all the secrets of the funeral home and how they play on your you know what you're going through, and they are trained to make you spend the most amount of money out of your beneficiary money. They're trained to make you spend the most amount of money. Everything things aren't the same anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like I did buy a plot. I have a plot. It's paid for. But I'm kind of coming to where I'm thinking I might want to be cremated. I would rather people have a party, you know what I'm saying, and take me out in a good light with a bang rather than wearing black and crying, you know, because I'm going to be in a better place than what you're in. But when people are in, you know, when their feelings are messed up in that way, you know, and things of that nature, I mean, come on, man. They playing on these people and taking their money, and they're expecting something, and then they're not even getting what they – this. It's not fucking cheap. It's thousands of dollars,
no,
thousands
not.
Of dollars that you really don't – right. You
it
really
costs
don't
more to die
have.
Than it do to be born. It costs more to die than it do to be born.
You're right. Maybe this will be another – maybe this will be like a 2018 version of Weekends at Bernie's.
Boy, shut up. You play all day. I mean, I hope that they snatch their license. If they're doing things of that magnitude and they're not doing what people are paying them to do, because, I mean, they should really be held strictly liable for things of that nature. That's crazy. I have a whole problem with that. But after the fact, folks, y'all cannot come back and be like, well, was my people this, this, and that? Because if I do that, I want you to see me. I need to see. I want to see it. I want to see what's popping. You're not finna just take my motherfucking money and then throw me in the backyard. That ain't going to happen like a fucking Barry Bones. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. You got me fucked up. It's not happening. No way. I need to see what's popping. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that they go down in flames, because that's ridiculous. And to take advantage of people, that's a very weak, vulnerable moment. And to take advantage of people,
yes,
like that,
is.
Y'all hella motherfucking wrong. Gasoline draws, baby. So don't do that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get off into a quick smoke break. It's 420 somewhere in the world, so smoke them if you got them. We're going to get off into that. And then we're going to come back, and man, y'all already know, man, we got to get into the hot seat. Let's go, man. Hold on. Long story, Jay. They mad. I'm mad. They mad. Let's go. That Lone Star J, they mad. If you just now tuning in, you right here with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. If we get to something that you want to clap back, hit the one so I can know you got something you want to say. But, hey, man, we're going to get into that hot seat, man. We got to talk about it. Everybody's been talking about it. It's been in the top headlines for the past couple days, so you know we got to speak on it. Man, this Bill Cosby verdict. Okay, we all know that our, you know, the beloved Bill Cosby, America's favorite African-American father, was recently indicted on sexual assault charges, three to be exact. There were three counts of sexual assault, and each term can carry up to a 10-year sentence, which can be served consecutively or, you know, depending on how the judge does it. I'm a little disturbed. First thing I want to say is we knew it was coming. There were over 60 women that came forward and put this claim on Bill Cosby. So we know that he wasn't going scot-free. Out of 60 counts, you knew it wasn't going to happen. So I'm not surprised. I'm saddened, but I'm not surprised. So my thing is, and this is to me, it's kind of where, Bill, you fucked up. When they went back to trial this last time, he changed his defense team. If it ain't broke, don't fucking break it. Why would you get rid of the person that got you out, which his name is Brian, who was the person that headed his first defense team? He switched his defense team. If they got you off the first time, When it comes back around, why would you switch your fucking team? You was kind of setting up yourself when you did that. You know what I'm saying? So this other team that came in, you know, you see them on camera. Oh, well, he's innocent, and we're going to appeal, and la da 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 da. One thing I will say is, and it does speak volumes. Anybody, if it had been anyone else, when he walked, once he got acquitted, he would have walked out in cuffs. Nobody else walks out on their own free will and gets into their you know, black panel, window panel van and just drives off with no cuffs, no in restraints, no nothing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I just really want to know, how do y'all feel about this? Because I know some people that are really, really, really fucked up behind this. What do y'all feel about this? I really got to know, you know, and if anybody out there, if you want to say something, if you want to chime in, just hit that one. And I'm on it. Niecy, you've been quiet. How you feel? How did you feel about it? Do you think he did it?
You know what? I don't know. He might have, even though, you know what? I think we look at him in a light of that family man because we grew up watching him on TV.
Yep.
So it's like he can't do no
yep.
wrong. But at the end of the day, you never know how a motherfucker is. I mean, I was molested and I've been raped. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, down to even my mother, supposedly, didn't believe that. Still to this day, there's some people who don't believe that I was molested. You know what I'm saying? My story's never changed. Ain't nobody going, nothing has ever changed. You know, I've had a few people that live in my neighborhood that are like, you know, this girl's story, they, you know, I didn't realize that people's really, I'm thinking they're not paying attention when they actually were paying attention to the shit I was saying. And when days that I've been upset, you know what I mean, over the situation, you know, because even at my age right now, even though that shit happened when I was like 11 and 12 years old, you know what I mean? That shit still affects me. Hell, it might be why I do what I do. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It don't never leave. I do feel like it shouldn't have took this long for them to say something. You know what I mean? I don't know if they just felt like now because of the Me Move, the movement or whatever you call it, the movement. I don't know if that's what
it
is.
The Me Too movement.
But this is my thing. Why? I still want to know to this day, why is it okay for someone like Bill Cosby to be prosecuted and sentenced now when every day, and pastors and preachers and, well, usually they're, you know, they're most of the time right now that we're seeing that's been brought to light is a lot of, in the, you know what I'm saying, the Catholic, in the Catholic systems, those pastors or preachers, whatever you want to call them, are being clergymen, can be prosecuted now, and why everyday people can't be prosecuted. Because if that's the motherfucking case, my sister father need to have been prosecuted. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
why is
I'm
going to
answer that.
Better?
I'm going to answer that real quick. I'm going to answer that real quick for you, Niecy. It was about, part of this was about destroying a legacy. We as African Americans don't have a lot of people to look up to, male or female, and he was one of those people. So if you can chip away at that, you know what I'm saying, then you've done your job. They took away a legacy in the eyes of millions, black, white, Latino. It didn't matter. You loved it. If you were doing something, oh, shit, it's time for Bill Cosby. And you ran in the house. You could be a whole nother star. And you ran in the house. Look, we going to get to the line. I see somebody has something they want to say, so we going to get to this line real quick. So let's go here and see what this caller would like to chime in on. Let's go here. 314, you're on the line with All Talk No Filter.
I just don't want people to lose sight. Hey, y'all, what's up? I just don't want people to lose sight of him being a black man and, you know, him being prosecuted, because the first thing that's black people we're going to say is, why they do this to him, but let's ask, what did he do? Because this wasn't one woman or two women. This wasn't all white women. This was all type of women. And a lot of this got to do with statutes of limitations, too, depending on what the case was. But that's what I don't want people to lose sight of. Like, yes, it was Bill Cosby. I love my black people, like, to death. But if he did it, he needs to be prosecuted for it. Just period. Just that's all. That's all I got.
Okay, well, let me ask you one more question. Let me ask you, in the sentencing, do you feel like his age, he's 80 years old, he'll be 81 this summer. Do you
feel
like his
age
needs to play a role in how they sentence
him? I don't believe that for nobody. Age should not play a part for anyone. I don't care if it was Bill Cosby or this serial killer that they need to give him his time that they just caught. It don't matter who it is. It doesn't matter. And thank you very much.
Duly noted. Okay, well, thank you. We appreciate that, caller. We appreciate you for chiming in. Stick with us. But yeah, Rapstar, you what's up, man? How did what was your mentality when you found out that Bill was finna do possibly up to 30 years for these three counts? Out of at least 60. There was at least 60 people that came forward. What went through your mind, man? Rapstar?
Hello?
I don't know. He may be having some technical difficulties or something. I don't know. Mic check, my dude. But when it comes to the whole thing, like I said, at the end of the day,
hello?
To me, this you in? Okay.
Yeah.
So again,
yeah,
Rapstar.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind when you found out that this man was possibly finna go down for up to 30 years? Or did you even fucking care? Was he an idol for you coming up?
I no, not really. My idol was more of George Lopez and 50 Cent. But on the side note, I ain't really give a fuck. But I'm on the both sides of the fence, because it's like, for one, I didn't see Bill Cosby, you know, technology and everything, but I also seen him tell Black America to pull up in front of white America and act productive and this, that, and the third. And then the same people that you're trying to tell us to conform to, now look what they did to you now. So it's like, to the point where you have somebody from, what was the father from Seventh Heaven who admitted of molesting children? And one's going hard for that. You know, so it's like, this is the destruction of a Black man in front of the whole world to see. We don't have much, you know, people like that. He was one of the people who, he put a lot of, you know, kids through college, a lot of Black kids through college, you know. They can't let us have anything. They can't let us have anything. You know, what was it? The nigga from the subway molested children. Niggas still go to Subway. So it's like, you know, this is the destruction of a Black man. And the fact that one of the women that allegedly, well, one of the women that said that he raped her looked like Howard Stern. I don't understand that.
Andrea Constant.
But
check this out. In that list of people, I tripped off this. If you've ever seen Camille, his wife Camille, if you've ever seen her, she is a very she's a very Afrocentric woman. She seems like she's just a very, you know, basic Black woman, you know, OG status, you know, natural hair. She don't have the nails, the lashes, and all that you generally see with people with money or anything like that. But a lot of these women were white women. I was like,
yeah,
behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know this, but Martin Luther King was caught with white women. Back in the day, he was caught with white women. That's why if you look at the subliminal movie and the Malcolm X movie, and they're trying to the CIA and the FBI is tailing X, and they say there's a quote in the movie that says he's clean compared to Martin, you know. But, you know, it's just the celebrity thing. You know, he's a celebrity, and he gets confronted with girls all the time. But my whole thing is, everybody that you have dated in the past, look at it like this. When you go out and you have a date with somebody, you go out to a public place or even private place, and you know, have a drink or two and everything like that, think of out of all the people that you would actually have a drink behind that with, and you had some type of sexual history between that. What if every one of those persons came up and said that you drugged them and raped them? Think about that. All of these women that Bill Cosby was accused of attacking was involved with him one way or another. Not just once, not just twice. There was more. There was one woman who worked alongside with him for years and came out and was like, yes, he molested me. So it's it's a conspiracy, I think. And to me, it's just a conspiracy to tear down the image of the black man in front of the whole world to see. You know, so that's my whole stance. Me, I don't really give a fuck either way, but it's just sad to see that, you know, what's going on where you can look at a black man and be like, this is the person that I want to be. This nigga was, you know, he was a family man. You know, I was actually born on the Cosby Show on a Thursday. My mom tells me every year on February 7th that I was born during the Cosby Show on a Thursday. So, you know, but the look at him and him going through that and seeing, you know, the guy from Seventh Heaven and nobody's, you know, doing anything on that or the whole Jared situation, we still got to realize that this is the same justice system that let the men who killed Emmett Till when he was 15 to supposedly whistled at a white woman to let them boys go. This is the same justice system. Nothing has changed for real. And that's my whole stance on it.
This is a thing for me. When it comes to some people still went around this man. You know what I'm saying? To me, if you had any interactions with this man, and then you said that he did something of that magnitude, a lot of them did it to get to fucking stardom. I'm no bullshit. There was people who accused him, but my thing is, you went back around this man. You visited him on more than one occasion. If he made you feel uncomfortable the first occasion, why the fuck would you go back around this man? If you took any fucking settlement from this dude, I feel like you shouldn't have been able to be a part of this. You shouldn't have been able to testify. You shouldn't have been able to fucking speak on it. And you got your money. To me, if you get money for this shit, you have sold your fucking soul, and you need to shut the fuck up. Because once you get that money in your hand, once you cash that check, you don't give a fuck. It was more important for you to get that money from this man than to – it was more important to get the money. The almighty dollar was more important than what happened to you in that time. I feel like waiting 20 – 30 years and then wanting to be like, oh my God, yeah, like that's crazy to me. To me, if the statute of limitations ran out and you're not able to, you know, to get up on that stand or you haven't come forward and said anything, the forensics and all of that is gone. All of that is gone. So it's just basically, it's kind of your word against him. My thing is, all of these women say that they had the, you know, the whole roofie thing or the, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, didn't nobody go to the doctor? Because that shit's still in your system. Nobody has forensic evidence.
Man, they took that shit. They wanted this pudding popping. It was that. And they got mad. So, you know, that's basically, you know, they're just hoes. That's basically, they're just glorified, you know, gold diggers just trying to, you know, come up on some shit and destroy a man's image. I think it's sad. And again, I feel like it is destruction of a black man's image. It's sad to say, and the justice system has not changed back then. Because if we're going to talk about statute of limitations, how come we can't talk about the government that killed off all the Native Americans? What about the government who is over in Standing Rock? You know, just recently, I read this just recently, that United States judicial system just issued that they was responsible for Martin Luther King's death. So when you see these people who is, you know, coming up in these situations and coming up, and now you got Bill Cosby being, you know, about to be put away for these women and their allegations and everything, you got to understand it's not just the women. It's the judicial system, too, because they have power in the say and what not to say. And it's not about who's right and wrong. It's who can tell a better story.
Check this out, because this fucked me up.
And I guess they
told
the better story.
There was a young black woman who did an interview with Bill Cosby. And they were
– I remember that. I think I remember.
Okay, look here. She's a very attractive young black woman. And he gets up. They were like, it was like a horseplay kind of thing, but there was, I don't know what exactly the interview was about, but there was a bed in the room, I saw this, I believe, on CNN maybe one day. I was watching it, and the young lady was talking about her interaction that day with him. And, you know how you play with somebody, like a little play fighting type of thing, and she fell on the bed, and he got on top of her with a straddle and, like, whacked her with the pillow. That was a little creepy for me. I don't know what it was about that particular scene. It was a little weird to me, though. I don't know what it was about that. But my thing is, at the end of the day, he's been found guilty. I you know, if he did do those things, which it's in the system now. He's a convicted felon. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby, wow. America's favorite dad, is a convicted felon on 3 counts of sexual assault at this point and can serve up to 30 years in prison. So, I hope they have some mercy on you, that they don't make you do 30 years in jail. Like I said, he's already 80. He'll be 81 this summer, and he will, it's possible that he's going to die in jail. So the strength and prayers go out for your family, because they have to endure this now. I don't know what your wife is going to do. I don't even know if she works. She probably have worked maybe when she was younger, but they've been married for a good, 30 years. Since she done been married to that man, she ain't had a grace no time clock. I don't know what she's going to do, but I wish the best for you and your family. We're going to get into this break real quick, and then we're going to come back and get off into those honey dip thoughts, man. Hey, Maya Songbird, Lust, let's go. Got how.
I lust for you, even in my darkest hour. I long for you, especially when I think I'm going crazy. I think I've lost my mind. Somebody tell me how to say.
Yeah, that was that Maya Songbird, Lust. And we're going to go ahead and jump into them honey dip thoughts. Honey dip, what you got, Ma?
Yo, I don't know. I've been like, I don't know how to say it. It's like struggling. Like, I'm having issues with my job. I got sick last week at work. Prior to me getting sick, you know, everybody know I got, well, not everybody, but people who follow me and know my life and know what's going on with me, they aware that I have, like, issues with my back. I got a whole bunch of issues, but, you know what I'm saying, I done had spinal surgery, all type of shit, you know what I'm saying, in the past. So the job that I'm working on, which I don't want to say the name of the job, but the job that I work at, my regular, you know, regular job, they, I was in a lot of pain one particular day. And somebody, you know, one of the people, the coworkers, told me we'll get a back brace, which I found out getting a back brace actually did help me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because standing up on my feet, yeah, granted, I stand in heels and all of that shit at conventions, but a bitch be tipsy as hell at them. You know what I'm saying? You can't be drunk at the convention. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't be drunk at work. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big difference. I'm talking about with a clear state of mind. You know what I'm saying? At work. So, you know, I went to the doctors. They was wanting me to do double shifts, and it's impossible for me to stand like that, you know, as much time and stay on my feet doing what I have to do and do those kind of doubles. I got to have break time. I got to have, you know, some type of time to get off my feet, relax, lay back, sit, you know, so on. And so I went to my doctor, pain treatment center, and got a note for the doctors telling the people they, you know, the doctor don't want me to work. Real talk. He want me to smoke weed. I don't even fucking smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? I don't even fucking understand all of that. But anyway, I guess because of all the opiate situations and all, you know what I mean, all the shit going on just around the entire world about all the pills and shit. So I take nerve medicine. I take all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to function to, but no real serious controlled substances. I just don't do that. You know what I mean? Unless I'm about to feel like I'm going to die. You know what I'm saying? But, I go to work on Friday. I forgot my fucking back brace. That's my own fault. You know what I'm saying? I should have left it in a damn locker. They got like this nursing station or whatever. I had never been in here. After all this time I've been there, had never been in this station. I go in, I'm like, well, maybe they got a back brace in there. You know, me not knowing, the supervisor said, well, go ask if they have one, you know, little doctor nursing area, whatever. I go ask them, oh, my God. It seemed like it just opened up a can of motherfucking worms. Then they want to date the HR people who I originally gave the first letter from my doctor stating, you know what I'm saying, my accommodation things, you know, to accommodate me or whatever, that I can't do the double shift and about, you know what I'm saying, my situation or whatever. The HR people never gave the medical team at this job my paperwork. So when I got sick or started feeling, you know, the pain was there or whatever, and all I want is a back brace. See, if you got a back brace I can use here. If you don't, okay, fine, I'm just going to have to push through. You know, and I'm not leaving because I want my hours and my time. You know, these motherfuckers, they open up a can of worms, they end up giving me a piece of, give me a fucking, like, seven-page motherfucking letter, eight pages. Four of them for me to fill out, four for the doctor to fill out, talk about they got to make some other type of accommodations. Now, this is the bullshit. When I'm mad as hell. I was mad as hell that, you know what I'm saying, at that point. So I leave, come home. But before, it's 5:30. This motherfucker talking about, well, maybe you could take it to the doctor's office right now. Bitch, it's 5:30. Now I done went from being fucking nice to, are you fucking stupid or am I? You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're gonna make it hard on you because you know you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You a token piece, man. You know what I'm saying? So they gonna put you through the mud trying to get your health together.
So listen, yeah, but a bitch still doing everything she need to do, regardless. You know what I'm saying? I go, now it's Friday. You know the doctor's offices and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I go. Right to the doctor's office, take care of all my business, go there to the pain treatment center, give the fucking papers to the motherfucking to the people, and gave them the cover letter where it said 7 days. I need to have it in 7 days, and that it will be for the accommodations and, you know, just so on and so forth or whatever. And I'm excused, you know, for those 7 days and shit until I bring in, the, you know, the paperwork from the doctor. Now, I see the nurse go and talk to the doctor. He says, yeah, he can fill it out or whatever. They make me pay. It ain't nothing but $10, but this is the point. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm waiting. Monday afternoon come, no call. Tuesday come, I don't hear from Wednesday call, I don't hear from Thursday. I'm calling, 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 calling. Finally, I end up speaking to the assistant, who is a black guy. He tells me, the doctor said he can't fill it out. I'm like, the fuck you mean he can't fill it out? Do you see the cover paper saying I have 7 days to get this shit back? He's saying that he refused
so
to fill
you
it
think,
out.
So what you think they was on? What
I
you think they was on?
I don't know what the fuck is going on. He do got this letter, this statement when you first walk in saying something about he don't do something with disabilities. Well, bitch, I'm not handicapped. You know what I'm saying? This ain't like I'm not asking you to write something for some SSI or some SSD because I don't get none of that shit, and I ain't trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So now I'm all upset or whatever, and I'm glad it was a black dude. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I was emotional, you know, I can go from 0 to 1 million.
0 to 60.
And snap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so angry at this point that not only am I raising hell, now I'm crying, you know, because I'm mad. Like, I want to put my hands around the doctor's throat type mad. Because, motherfucker, you could have told me this then. You understand what I'm saying? I just wasted fucking all this fucking week for no apparent reason, sitting here like a fucking dummy. You know, I got a lot of things that I am trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to make sure I take care of everything, you know what I mean, in the process. So the assistant tells me they're going to call me back on Friday. He finally, I'm calling because he ain't calling me, so I ain't got time to be bullshit waiting. So
you got
to
chase
the
doctor.
Yeah, the doctor, nurse come in or whatever. Well, finally, he calls me back like 1:30 Friday, this past Friday. And tells me that I'm about to fax it right now. Then he's looking up trying to find the fax number to the doctor's office. Now, remind you, in order to go to the specialist, I was referred to it from my family practitioner. You know what I'm saying? So now he calls me back and he's like, okay, I faxed the papers over to the family practitioner because the pain treatment doctor, saying he ain't doing it. This something for the family practitioner to do. Okay, whatever. I just need the shit done. I wouldn't give a damn if you went to heaven and dropped it off with God and brought it back. I need the shit filled out. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who does it. I need it done. What it is they're saying at the job, it's their paperwork. The initial paper that seemed to be all right for HR, because HR is the ones who told me just get a note from the doctor. It's on the first paper that I handed in. It's on, you know, the doctor heading. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Mm-hmm.
It's on their legal document paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Medical doctor, legal medical doctor paperwork. So I'm thinking everything is cool.
They fuck around and they really gonna try to be, you know what I'm saying, put the bumps in the road, because they don't want you to fuck around and be, they trying to cover their ass. It's always about them covering themselves. It's really not about you.
I understand that. And so that's why I'm doing what I got to do to get them their paperwork, right? So now I have a nurse, and she, you know, that works for this specific, my family practitioner. And she comes to see me or whatever, like I'm sick. Okay. Anyway, so I speak to her. She said she's at the doctor's office right now, and she's like, it hasn't come in. But she's like, you know what, I don't care. I was like, listen, this seemed like the devil trying to fuck with me, because they want me to go to the left. You know what I'm saying? I'd be thinking about crazy shit, like burning buildings down and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, my mind is going somewhere else. Like, you playing with my motherfucking shit that I'm trying to do. And I did everything that I'm supposed to do. She was like, you know what? No, because I work with, she said, I was like, the devil is like sitting on my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, no, well, I walk with God, so we're going to get this done. She's like, if I got to go.
Who is saying this to you? Who is she?
Huh?
Who is saying that? The HR person?
The HR person is
telling you that? Oh.
Huh?
Not she. Not I said not. Okay, so that's the nurse. Not she walk with God. Is what do
she
they have to do with them?
Because I
told
her the devil is on my shoulder. She know how I get mad and be ready. You know what I'm saying? All type of shit be going through my
TCG.
Mind. Like I feel like y'all fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for the fucking game. Just give me my motherfucking shit and stop fucking playing with me. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, no, no matter what, if I got to go, it's not me, her. If she has to go to the other doctor's office and go pick up the paperwork. So she going to do that. But we'll have it to you. We'll have it to you. And while we're on the fucking phone, I get a fucking email right when the show started from the job asking me where the paperwork at. I'm like, so I explained, you know, and that's why I was having a hard time. I was keeping up with y'all, but I was sending that email, right? I want the motherfuckers to get that just like you just sent it to me. I want you to get it right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't need to have no problems. You know what I'm saying? She like, well, I'll go pick it up if it isn't in the, if he don't, because the facts as of 3:30, remind you, the pain treatment doctor's assistant said at 1:30, when he called me back, I faxed the paperwork. Well, why at fucking 3:30, while I'm downtown and on my way, you know, pay my cable bill, why I fucking here, why the nurse calling me talking about, well, we're sitting here and it hasn't come in. The fuck is going on? Remind you, it's only $10 that I paid the pain treatment people. You have paid. I ain't never heard no shit, but you have paid them to fill out the paperwork. I ain't never. I don't know. Whatever. It's only.
Oh yeah, it depends. It depends on the physician. You know what I'm saying? But the main thing
know.
Is, you know what I'm saying?
Even, I didn't even think nothing about it. When they ask for it, here you go. I don't care about all that. You know what I'm saying? They asking for $100. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? The point is doing what you said you gonna do. You knew when you looked at the paper, and I seen him take it from the motherfucking nurse and look at it, and then said, yeah. I'll fill it all out, and we'll have it right back to her. But motherfucker, why would you, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck was going on or what's the problem, but yet I just feel like, okay, the pain treatment center seemed like the biggest motherfucking dope man in the world. You trying to make a bitch who don't do no sorts of type of drugs. You don't want to give me no pain medicine, but you want to put me on every motherfucking other thing known to mankind and tell a bitch I don't even know how to smoke. Trying to tell me to smoke.
Come on, Nisha, you already know that. That's one of the biggest hustles in the world is the medical system between
medicine.
The prescriptions and sending you referral, this doctor, that
but
doctor,
you don't
it's,
want me
they
to
are
work.
All
you
together.
The doctor don't, it's like the doctor don't want me to work, but you want me to sit up here and get fucking high. Bitch, I drink sociably, okay? But I ain't a fucking drunk, you know? When I get it in, I get it all in. But I'm just
I put you under the table, girl. Keep telling you, make it to St. Louis.
But
put
the
you
point
under
is,
the table.
I don't do drugs. I don't get high. I don't do drugs. Those that type of lifestyle. I never smoked weed any fucking way. That shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That I ain't done drugs in my daughter 20 years. 20 years. I haven't done anything to do with a drug in 20 years. Before I went upstate in 99, what? Haven't done a fucking drug, no type of anything, you know, other than what the doctor prescribed me.
Hey, kids, hold up. Kids, say no to drugs. We about to get out of here. Drop them handles because we about to get booted up off this motherfucker.
You mean Niecy Honey Dip on everything? Book me, Ralph_Terry. For whatever, photo shoots, walkthroughs, magazines, music videos, etc. And I love y'all. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rap Soul. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. That's my regular one. You can hit me up on my fan page, Rap Soul, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Rapstore412, that's on Twitter, that's at Rapstore412. You can also hit me up on my Yahoo, my YouTube page, on my new single, 16 Balls from Cradle to Grave, fire-ass track, 16 balls of punchlines, it's crazy, yo. And something new, Instagram, hit me up, Taino.
Hey. And we appreciate everybody that called in and listened. And if you didn't hear it live and you're listening on demand, damn it, we appreciate you too. We see you next week, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We out. Nico Smith going in.
Bye-bye.
I'll be
looking for some trouble tonight. I see some eyes, that is something small. Say what you drinking, I got you faded. Barely intoxicated, making love faces. I'm barely parked, right outside. I live a high profile, till I'm just an average guy. The music's loud, let's lose this crowd.
House Radio, all talk, no filter. We out.